For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome to the Project Life Mastery Podcast. I'm Stephan James, founder of ProjectLifeMastery.com, internet entrepreneur and life coach with a passion for living life to the fullest and fulfilling my potential as a human being. My purpose for this podcast is to be a powerful and passionate example of the unlimited possibilities that life offers for any of us that has the courage to commit ourselves to life mastery, while sharing ideas, concepts, and strategies that can help you master every area of your life, from your health, mindset, emotions, business, finances, relationships, and spirituality. Now, if you're someone like me that is hungry to take their life to the next level, then you're in the right place. Welcome, and let's begin.
I know for myself when I first started, and I know for you as well, when you'd hear these big numbers thrown out, in the back of your mind, you're like, is that even possible? Is that even real? And we want to make sure that you guys see the proof and the evidence, because it's 100% real, what we're sharing with you. We want to be as honest with you guys as possible and to really inspire you guys to show you a different option, a different possibility for your life.
Because I was so young, I had this naive way of going about things, and it actually worked to my advantage. I just did it, you know.
I didn't worry about everything that everyone else does.
When I do coaching for people these days, everyone wants to know about what are the tax liabilities, how do I do this, how do that. They want to know, they want to paint the entire picture and know everything before they get started. But the challenge with that is that there's so much and you're never going to know everything, and that prevents anyone from ever getting started. I was the opposite. I was young. I was like, cool, I like this, let's do it. And I just did, and I just took action. And yes, I made mistakes, and some of them were costly mistakes, but when you make a mistake once, especially when it costs you money, you don't make it again. And even if you know all of the, you know, you paint the picture ahead of time, you're still gonna make mistakes. There's no way you can avoid mistakes. So for me, it was just, it worked to my advantage because I just did things. I got done. I like took a lot of action, and I didn't have to know all the answers before doing it. I just did what I was taught and just went with it.
Put one step in front of the next, in front of the next. You didn't need to know the whole staircase. Yeah. You just needed to know what's the next step. Yeah. And then you just learn that next step in the course, and then you do it.
The mistake that I made was being too much of a perfectionist. And one thing that I often teach now, I've got a publishing course where I teach people how to publish books on Amazon and whatnot, is I often tell people, if you're just getting started and you're uncertain about a certain market, do the research, but you don't have to start with a long book. You don't have to spend a year writing a book. You don't have to put all this time, energy into something like that and then take that level of a risk that I took. I don't want people to take that level of risk. So often what I teach and recommend for people is, once you've identified and you've researched a market, start off with a smaller book. Maybe start off with a book that you're just gonna sell for 99 cents to $2.99. It could be a 20, 30, 40, 50 page book, a great quality book that can still deliver the value based on that price point. Making sure you do the research in advance and start small. And for me, that mindset and that approach has really served me because, and also a lot of people that I teach, because they can start off with a smaller book, they can validate that it's selling, get a few sales, and once it is selling, you go back, you make the book better, you improve it. You've now validated and proven that there's a market, there's a demand here, in which case you can make that book longer and better and higher quality, and the risk that you took is a lot less.
Tatiana's first product wasn't this product that has had all the success. Her first product, and I know many of you that are just in the beginning stage right now, you just need to get a product up there. Her first product, yes, it got her some sales, but it served her for that beginning initial stage in starting her business. She picked a product that was within her budget, a product that was a simple product, a small product, a product that would allow her to gain a lot of experience. And from that now position of experience and confidence and having gotten some success, that helped her see there's another opportunity of a better product, and she was able to pursue that, and it was a lot easier now this time because of the confidence and the experience she'd already gained with the first product. And then selling the second product, she did better with that product, had more success, gained more experience from that, but it's all because of the experience that she gained that allowed her to find the product and the business that she has today.
Well, you know what? I just don't believe in excuses, and I believe that, yes, your reasons are legitimate, and yes, we're all really busy people, and we all have 24 hours in a day. And then I look at some people like Oprah or Barack Obama or people who have so much on their plate, and they have the same 24 hours in a day. So I do believe that it comes down to time management and prioritizing certain things. And yeah, there wasn't much balance in my life at that point, I will admit it. Like, I was in that work mode, and there was times where even we didn't see each other that often, once a week. And I remember you were like saying, "No, let's spend more time together." And I was just so focused on this, and it was really exciting for me. And so I realize now that there are stages in your life where maybe you have it all figured out. You've got perfect balance, perfect harmony. You've got your morning ritual, your night ritual, and it feels great. But then there's times in your life where you have that motivation, where you have that drive, and you got to use it when you have it. And that's when maybe there isn't as much balance. And for me at that time, there wasn't. I worked my ass off, and I was perfectly okay with it because I knew that it would pay off for me. And so I was still in school, still working. And then whenever I had free time, I would work on this business. And that might have been late nights or early mornings. I didn't really hang out with friends much at all during this time. And yeah, so just prioritizing.
Yeah, you're 20, 21 years old at the time. And a lot of people when they're that age, they want to party and they want to have fun. And they're not really focused on their future in the way that you are. And that's one thing I just love and respect about you so much is how committed you are to your future. And that's, I'm the same way myself. I believe that we got to invest the time that we have for tomorrow. We gotta enjoy the process along the way, of course, but you are willing to delay gratification. Like a lot of people, they want the instant gratification, they wanna get rich quick, or they just wanna the short-term pleasures, but you're willing to delay that because you believed in the future of this. And when you're young, that's the best time to do it, right? When you're young, you have all this time ahead of you, and if you invest it wisely, you can set yourself up for the rest of your life. I mean, now today, you're a millionaire. You know, and you're 24 years old, you're turning 25 years old, and might not feel real and stuff like that, but it's the reality of it. But it's an amazing thing what you can accomplish when you're willing to sacrifice in the short term, right? Not forever, it's a temporary sacrifice, but the long term, you set up your entire life. Who you've become today is incredible.
Thanks for joining me today and listening to this podcast. If you enjoyed this episode or received any value, then I'd love for you to leave an honest review on iTunes and subscribe to the Project Life Mastery podcast for future episodes. And of course, to receive more content and value, make sure to find and follow me at www.projectlifemastery.com for more. Thanks again. Remember to always believe and commit your life to mastery. I look forward to talking to you again soon.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.